Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
I suppose the cowardly and the callous bombing of Dublin and Monaghan back in 1974, May the 17th, there's a memorial gone up in Talbot Street in relation to this. I know the Taoiseach was speaking at the memorial on Talbot Street in central Dublin, near where one of the three Dublin bombs exploded. Mr. Minister Martin said that those who died on that Friday had been parents, children, partners, siblings, and especially, poignantly, he said, included one pregnant woman. And you all remember that. It was probably one of the worst part of the troubles that we ever had. So many people, 33 people died that particular day. Many of you may remember where you were or where your mother and father might have been on that particular day. But John joins us on the line. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, John?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I'm glad to see. Glad to see the troubles are all behind us now, thankfully, and we won't. Hopefully, won't be seeing that again. But I can remember when it happened. I'm 58 years of age, but and I remember my dad talking about it at the time when the bomb went off. But you were a little bit closer than I was.
Well, I was 50. I'm 52, so I was only 4 at the time. So I'll tell you what. I'll stop with one hand. Right. So it's kind of basically a happenstance. If I give you the background quick. There's my mum, my dad passed away since, and then three brothers, I'm the eldest. So I was only 4 at the time.
Yeah.
And my dad at the time was a bookbinder. He had his own business there, Gardner Street, in the basement. So because it was my mum, my dad, and myself, as an infant, my mum worked there too. So the way it worked was, we'd all go in. I was brought in, didn't put childcare in like that. And I'd be there playing away, whatever, they'd be working. All the God-given hours. And myself, my mum would bring me down to a chipper that was down on Talbot Street at 5:30, basically going to get chips and bring them back and you'd have dinner.
It wasn't Damasio's by any stretch of the imagination, was it?
I don't know the name. But
oh, beautiful chips there, Damasio's.
Everyone was destroyed, yeah. So I actually ended up getting sick, as in like cold or something like that. So my mum decided not to bring me in, obviously, and not go in. So obviously my dad went in. And he didn't follow our rules. He followed his own rules. So he went down at 5:00 and got his chips and whatever. And when he got back, he was literally down the stairs, put the key in the door to go back into work, and the bomb went off. And basically all the glass and all the buildings and gardens, he just went
out.
And he got shared in it. And as far as I know, there was a good few people killed in the chipper and outside the chipper.
Yeah.
So, as I said, it just happenstance I wasn't there. And then, ironically, my mother was expecting my second brother, Kevin, a couple of months later. So either my father could have been killed if he went down at 5:30, or myself, my mom could have been killed with, obviously, my mother.
If it had been the day before. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was just pure.
And it is that kind of thought of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or the right place at the right time, so to speak.
Yeah. And as I said, you think about it, like, obviously I've read about it, my kids have learned about it and all that, and I told them the story, and they're like, couldn't believe that happened. I said, it was just the time it was, you know.
And so, Ireland, I suppose Ireland is such a small country in the sense that, if we go back to 1974, we were more of a community then. You know, everybody knew somebody, like the Stardust, for example, everybody knew somebody who was there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And there was that kind of sense. Now, I know in Monaghan on the same day, many people were killed as well, because obviously the bombs were designed to go off in and around the same time. But looking at the pictures, the damage that was done, it was devastating. I mean, the amount of shops that were damaged, the amount of people that were killed or injured. Yeah. Many, many, by the way, more were injured as well in that, not just the 33 that were actually killed.
And a lot of them that were killed were all young women as well.
Yes, of course.
I think one was 4, she was still terrible.
She was, one of them was a pregnant woman. She was pregnant as well, yeah. Yeah. You know, and do you often think about it? I mean, it's something that I haven't heard mentioned actually in a long time, the Dublin Monaghan bombings, and I haven't heard it mentioned. But
it only comes up like when the kids are doing stuff in school. My still teenagers now, but like they did, they kind of covered it. They went to an educated together school, so they covered everything.
Yeah,
and they really did history and, you know, teach of other countries and all that. And it came up obviously to do with the trouble at the time. So it was kind of big then. Like, my family is like rats. Like, my grandmother, her mother, was actually, when she was small, she was there when that Lancer was shot off the horse back in the rising. Do you know what I mean? So, my family's been, because she lived down the Keys there, when she was small. So she witnessed that happening, Jolene, and that was in our history book as well. So
people are asking, by the way, why are we all talking about it at the moment? Well, of course, it was May the 17th, so it was yesterday. I suppose the anniversary was yesterday. And it'll be 50 years, actually, in 2 years' time, it'll be 50 years.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah. As you said, we've moved on now, sort of, you know what I mean?
And yeah, of course. And I would hate to think anything like that would ever happen again, but the reason I wanted to talk to you, John, today, it was just a point of, I suppose, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you could have been, if it had been the day before, you could have been in the middle of it all.
Yeah, just lucky. It's your luck.
Okay, well, listen, John, lovely talking to you. And thanks, by the way, for bringing back that memory for us. All right. All right, there you go. There's John. And many other people, by the way. And if you have, by the way, please contact us. The number is 087-188-0008. We're talking about the Monaghan-Dublin bombings and the Dublin-Monaghan bombings that were on May the 17th back in 1974. And as I said, Ireland was a very different place at the time. You know, there was 5 million people in this country now. But at that time, there was only about 3 million, if probably even less. And it was more of a community as well. The Irish people were very different then. I mean, the same, say, with the Stardust, for example. At the time, everybody knew somebody who was there. That's the way Ireland operates, isn't it? Particularly, you know, it has got a community spirit. And it was a tragedy to see, you know, so many people, you know, hundreds of people were injured, but 33 people died, including, as I said, one pregnant woman. And Micheál Martin talked about it yesterday when they were opening the memorial there on Talbot Street. And it was along Talbot Street. It was a busy street. As far as I remember, some of the shops that were destroyed were Woolworths, and a few others were destroyed along there. He mentioned the Chipper as well, which many people would have been in at the time. The one I was thinking of, which is the Chipper, I was thinking was just around the corner of Marlborough Street, which would have been Damasio's. They did just lovely chips in there, by the way. And it was just absolutely shocking at the time. And everybody probably knows somebody, or knows somebody who knows somebody who was there. Although it was 50 years ago now. Maybe it was your mum or dad or somebody else that might have been there at the time and helped with the cleanup. Because in those days too, it was very different. I looked at the pictures yesterday, some of the pictures. And if that happened now, for example, you would have all the emergency services rushing to it. Immediately, you would have police, you would have special armed unit, response unit, because it's a terrorist act. You would have all them would be there, I would like to think, efficiently within 5 minutes. In those days, that didn't happen so quickly. And a few guards might have, you know, kind of ran there to try and help as much as they can. But generally speaking, it would be the people that would help. And if you look at those photographs, you can see that. It's the ordinary, everyday people that were helping other people who are injured, who are helping to, you know, go through the rubble and all this kind of stuff. Whereas nowadays, a lot of that sort of stuff is done a lot more clinically and forensically. And it has to be, obviously. But in those days, it was very, very different. We just did what we could. We mucked in when something like that went tragically wrong. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. To go to Jacinta. Is it Jacinta, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jacinta?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Jacinta, do you remember this as well?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Myself, at the time, I just turned seven. My birthday was on the 15th of May that year. And my brother was born on 10. We were in town with my dad, and we were shopping for shoes for my communion. We had just been into Guineas.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was kind of, you know, getting the ladies to look for shoes, and she said she didn't have my size. So my dad said, okay, look, we'll head home. We had just left Guineas, crossed the road, and was heading down towards Connolly Station.
Okay.
And just remember, big boom. My dad, obviously, being as small as we were, all I remember is my arm was nearly pulled down my socket. And we had to take cover in other, you know, the canopies.
Yeah.
It would have been over the shop. And
that's right,
that was one memory in my head, is the candy-striped canopies. My dad just picked us up and ran for the train. It's a day like we never forget, you know, I mean, that's my memory.
And can you still visualise the kind of mayhem that was happening at that moment when that bang happened?
Yeah, just the people kind of shouting and everybody just running everywhere. But just basically my feet left the ground. That's all my memory.
I can imagine as a child that young, that would have been quite shocking. And
it was.
Yeah.
And the only thing was, the kind of things that will always stand out in my head as well, because my communion was obviously the following week.
Yeah.
And I had to have black shoes with my white dress. And, you know, you take out the photographs and people say, well, why were you wearing black shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, because I was lucky to be there, make my communion on the day.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, and obviously you'd see the photos coming up every so often, you know what I mean? I have one actually on my phone that I'd keep. And when the anniversary comes around, I look at it and I say, gosh, you know, I am lucky to be here because it's one I have at Talbot Street and Gynish shop.
And isn't that things that we think about in life sometimes, that if for example, if you had left that shop, you know, Gynish, when you were getting your shoes, if you'd have left, say, 2 minutes earlier, that you would have been closer to the impact of the bomb.
I know, but as my dad said, like, you know, said if they'd had your size, we might not be here today.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, it sticks out in my head. You know, obviously my dad is still alive, you know what I mean? He'd be 90 now this year. And, you know, it comes up and we says, you know, somebody was thinking of us that day.
And I look, and I was explaining just before you come on there, when I look at the photographs, I mean, I would have been quite young, of course, but I actually do remember my mum and dad talking about it the day it happened. I remember being on the news and all that. I was only a child as well at the time, would have been 8 or 9 years of age, but 10 actually maybe. But in saying that, like, we were a very different country at the time. And when you see those photographs, I mean, nowadays, if that happened, you would have the special response unit, you'd have a million ambulances there, fire tenders, they'd be there within minutes. But in those days, all you would have had, and you can see it in the photographs, a few guards who would have been local, who would have ran to the scene and helped as much as they could. But it would have been the people themselves that would have given the dig out and gone through the rubble and helped people out. And you can see all the people helping those who were on the ground, assisting those who were injured or whatever it was. It was the people. We were more of a community when those kind of disasters happened. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's shocking to think that, you know, that many people, 33 people died, you know, the Dublin Monaghan bombings. And, you know, so many people were injured, by the way, as well.
I mean, They were. As I say, we were lucky. Like, as my mother was, you know, obviously you didn't have phones those days.
No.
You couldn't ring home and say, we're safe, don't worry. But like that, my mother was at home with two others, you know, that way, waiting for us to come home, walk in the door to retrieve us.
And that's something that people nowadays don't understand. When your child went out, you know, or your daughter, your son, or, and when I say child, your daughter, your son went out and something happened in Dublin, be it like the Stardust, be it like, you know, these bombings or whatever, you didn't know if your child was safe until they got home.
Yeah. And like, as I said, you didn't have the DART or anything. So there were the old trains,
stopping
and starting. So, you know, it wasn't for my mother and that, it probably seemed forever until we got home. I mean, we were living out in Holt, so, you know, still do. But, you know, it probably still seemed like forever from the time we got home.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming RTÉ will run some documentaries over the weekend to celebrate the anniversary. When I say celebrate, to remember the anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Listen, thanks for sharing your story with us, Jacinta.
Right, nice.
Appreciate you coming on.
No problem whatsoever. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. David, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. David, how are you doing?
How are you, Niall? How's it going?
Yeah, your uncle and wife and two kids, sadly, were killed in it. My condolences to you. That's horrendous to even think back of that.
Yeah, look, I wasn't born at the time. I'm only 36 now myself. But it had a big impact on me mother and me grandmother and the rest of the family. Do you know what I mean? Because the day he went out, he went down that shop and I think he got some sort of tax back or some sort of money he got back. My uncle did at the time, and he was in shopping with his wife and 3-year-old and 15-month-old baby, and they were in shopping as a family. And
this wasn't by the way, Catherine Doyle Ellis, was it?
No, it was the O'Brien family.
Oh, Anna O'Brien, was it?
Anna O'Brien, yeah. And Johnny's my uncle, my mother's brother, you know.
And the daughters were Jacqueline and Anne-Marie, is that right?
Yeah, they would be my cousins, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the day that happened to them, and they never come home, unfortunately. And, I just don't think there's enough being done to try and get the people that done that as well. And
Nobody has ever been arrested for it. Nobody's ever been charged.
But, like, as the councillor, which one is it now? The one that the councillor, is it the inner city one? What's his name with the glasses? I think of his name.
Which would, it'll come to me in a second as well. I know the one you're talking about.
Sorry?
I know the one you're talking about. It's going to come to me in a second as well.
Yeah. He was speaking at, I think it was the 40th one, and the very words that he said, the dog on the street knows that who did it. He said, it's just the fact of the matter of...
Well, everybody does know who's responsible. Yeah,
basically, yeah. So, like, that had a very big impact on my family, like, do you know what I mean? That, losing the whole lot of them in the one go. And my man was only 11.
So it was Christy Burke, I think you were talking about, was it?
Christy Burke, that's the one, yeah. Teddy Ellis was coming into my head, but it was Christy Burke, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that said that, and it was a powerful speech that he made that day. I think it was the 40th anniversary it was, when he said that. And basically, like, my mum wasn't meant to go. Like, my mum was, I think she was 11 at the time, and she wasn't meant to go in with my Uncle Johnny that day. And my grandmother was like, no, you have to stay at home, and blah, blah, blah. But she could have been, that could have happened to her then. I obviously wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be born. I mean, it just goes to show you, this is what I was saying to the previous caller, Jacinta, as well, that, you know, if she had left the shoe shop in Guiney's with her dad, you know, 2 minutes earlier, she would have been in the middle of where the impact area, I suppose. And it's all a matter of timing, isn't it? And
it's
just shocking for you and your family that had such a massive impact on your family, where four of your family members, essentially, or extended family, were killed.
That's it. And I'd be always asking my mum, what was he like? What was he like? And what did he sound like? And she was always telling me he was a lovely man. And then I remember she was away, and she was actually, we moved down to the country at the time, and then she was having a drink some night in the local bar where we moved to, and she was talking to some fella down there, and he was telling me about, like, our brother and all, and he was saying that he was actually one of the fire brigade men that was pulling people out through the rubble and all, and it was just weird the way he was just out having a chat with somebody. He was there as well as a fireman, like, in Parnell Street when that happened, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I understand. I mean, and it is just shocking. And again, my condolences to you and to your family. I mean, I know it was a long time ago, and people say time is a great healer. It's a bit of a cliche, to be honest with you. But because of the devastating effect, and similar to many other things and tragedies that happened in this country, I mean, the only two that I can remember off the top of my head are the Dublin Monaghan bombings, and obviously the Stardust was another great tragedy, where one family actually lost three children. But in this situation, of course, there was four people in the same family, and they were your family, David, your uncle and wife and two kids, all taken on the same day.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that, David, and thanks for sharing that with us.
No problem, yeah.
All right, okay. And he's right, by the way. Christy Burke obviously has done some great work talking about it in the past. And yes, and people are saying, why was nobody ever charged? Well, I think for the obvious reasons, isn't it? I think we all know why nobody was ever charged. It's in relation to, obviously, what was going on, the Troubles at the time, and members of the IRA. I mean, look, but if somebody was guilty of it, somebody should be charged. There are people out there who believe you shouldn't revisit that kind of stuff, that it was part of a war, inverted commas. But that's kind of unacceptable, isn't it? Some of the messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well. The number is 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to send us a WhatsApp message or a voicemail. And people talking about the bombings and talking about all that kind of thing. And I understand for some people, by the way, it brings back a very bad memory and maybe something that they want to compartmentalise. And thankfully, by the way, the Troubles are over and hopefully we won't see a return to it. I hope that never happens. For those of you who don't remember it, and many of you listening today may not have been around for the 1970s for the worst part of the Troubles, you don't want to see it and you don't want it to happen. You don't want to be in a situation where, and I remember even working in my first gigs, going back many years ago, you know, the gig would be emptied out on a regular basis in the nightclub. You'd get a call saying there was a bomb in the building and we'd all have to leave. And it was, you know, thankfully on most occasions, 99% of the time, there was never a bomb in the building. But unfortunately, on that particular day, there was a bomb in the building and it killed a lot of people.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.